So, Dr. Sharp, at last we're alone in sickbay at midnight while the ship is in an ion storm. Or whatever. I never realized how attractive you are, you know, for a maintenance worker. Of course. Maintenance workers are renowned for their prowess and skill in making and unmaking beds. Not so fast, maintenance boy. Captain? Yes, it's me. I'm here to save the doctor from you, even though we totally don't have any attraction towards each other. Get lost, Blue. She's mine now. Guards, get him. No. How could a lowly maintenance worker have an army of guards at his disposal? Jehoshaphat! Take him away. I will personally see to his torture later. After I'm through with the good doctor.
Gary.
What?
We're needed in engineering. Someone spilled hot chocolate on the carpet again.
Did you see anything?
No, but I heard you being creepy with your Dr. Sharp action figure again.
Okay. As long as you didn't see anything, then.
I lied. I saw you by using my exographic sensor.
Yep. This is what my parents wanted their son to do with his life. Molecularly dissolving hot chocolate off of carpeting in an engine room with a sonic mop. And why do they even allow people to eat or drink in here?
One little oopsie on a control panel and the next thing you know the console is exploding in someone's face.
Imagine sitting in front of one every day wondering if this is the last thing you'll ever see. A bright flash of light as sparks explode in your face. Psychological torture must really get to these people. Might explain why some of them turn out to be lunatics who nuke 6 billion life forms from orbit.
It's the only way to be sure.
Yeah, alright, we're done here. On to the next mess. Which is?
Purging the biological waste system.
Ugh, you mean plunging the toilets. No! Why today?
Why not today? It has to be done.
Can you believe people actually think starships don't have toilets? No, I mean, they know. They just don't acknowledge the horror of where all that goes. This is a city in space, and people gotta go. And when they go, it all gets turned into what I refer to as biscuits and gravy. Ugh. Number one, I order you to escort number two into the biological waste atomizer chamber. Make it so. What a fantastically crappy job.
No one made you take a job on the most disaster-prone ship in the fleet.
Yeah, that's kind of a long story, and it involves a duck. I'd rather not go into it.
So, plans for tonight?
I don't know. A replicated pizza in a movie?
The one where the kids look for a pirate treasure?
It's our time down here. Practically my life's motto.
The one with the woman who rescues the little girl from alien monsters?
Nah, I already referenced that movie.
What then? Oh, I know. Karaoke night instead.
I'd rather have a console explode in my face than hear you sing the theme song from The Neverending Story again. You can't carry a tune any more than you can actually carry anything because you don't have arms.
I have micro tractor beams and these pinchy thingies.
No karaoke. No movies we've seen 1,000 times.
How about a marathon of that show where humans are nearly exterminated by machines and flee to a distant world called Earth?
No. Besides, the music on the show is really getting on my nerves. I swear I hear it all the time on the ship, especially during a crisis.
You just want to play with your dolls all night, don't you?
Why did you feel it necessary to bring that up?
Maintenance to the captain's ready room. Repeat, maintenance to the captain's ready room. And bring a deodorizer with you. That is all.
Uh-oh. Sounds like the you-know-who has struck again.
The Phantom Urinator strikes again. Come, my stalwart mechanical friend. The disgusting anonymous urinator has struck again. This is a job for... ship's maintenance!
Where did you get that tricorder?
It's a mid-60s model. They threw these things away years ago.
What do you hope it will tell you?
A DNA trace of some kind.
Because the crew haven't already tried what you're trying using equipment far more advanced.
Shut up!
What would you do if you found out who it was?
Blackmail.
For what? There's nothing to be gained in a post-scarcity civilization.
Why do you always have to point out the shortcomings of my plans?
All of your plans turn into disasters.
Maybe I can use the identity of the Phantom Urinator to get better living quarters. I literally live in a closet.
It's not a closet. It's classified as a storage space.
That's what a closet is.
Unless that contains epithelial cells, you're not going to get anything out of it.
I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for something else.
What? Pubic hair? Not all species have that.
No, but if our mysterious peddler did leave some nether region fur behind, I could nail him.
What makes you think it's a male crew member?
Accuracy. This is excellent targeting. Not a drop on the carpet. Nothing. Phantom lives to strike again.
Can we decontaminate the potted plant now?
Wait. Do you smell that?
You just asked a cleaning droid if it can smell something.
The Phantom's squeezings smell vaguely sweet. Almost like a frosted cake.
So?
So that's a clue. All we have to do is consult the medical database to see if any of the species on board produce urine that smells of cupcakes, or if any humans are suffering from an ailment which makes their pee smell so delicious.
Lunch break in 5 minutes.
Then let's finish up here. It's time for a cheeseburger, then some choco cake, eat so much you get a tummy ache. One quadruple bacon cheeseburger, side of fries, a cherry cola on ice, and a slice of triple layered chocolate cake.
Would you like to call Dr. Sharp now, or just ask her to be on standby?
You sound like that Tellarite doctor I met on Deep Space 12 who told me, Pine, see if I care if your heart explodes. I really hated that station. Relationship dramas and constant red alerts.
What?
What?
What does that mean?
Nothing.
I get the feeling that was a reference of some kind.
It was. Ensign Kurtzman took a literal dump all over the place. That smells like hot garbage.
The whole crew always said he was full of crap anyway.
Every morning just at 5, you gotta get up, dead or alive. It's hard times in the mill, my love, hard times in the mill. Every morning at 6 o'clock,
couldn't lick in the engine core. I can't shut it down.
The boss is a curse and then the spinner's a crime. It's hard times in the mill, my love. Hard times in the mill.
I'm just saying, it could potentially cause all the dilithium within this galaxy to suddenly explode.
It's no wonder you're a maintenance worker. Your scientific theory is completely implausible.
Oh yeah? Well, in 800 or so years, when it suddenly explodes in everyone's faces, I'll be sure to laugh and say I told you so.
But you won't be alive in 800 years or so.
Yeah, we'll see about that. I heard you can time travel by slingshotting around a sun.
That's just as ridiculous and implausible.
It's hard times in the mill, my love. Hard times in the mill.
Break your heart. Have to work all day. Temporal duck incursion on deck 4, section 20. Special order 939 is now in effect.
Come on, you motherfucker. Well, another day's work done.
And no red alerts.
Or music signifying the start of a crisis situation. I don't think today was too random and weird.
Not as random or weird as Tuesdays seem to be.
Yeah. Yeah, but I do like Tuesdays, though. It's when the week really starts going, and you're at your peak performance. It's also spaghetti day, except for that one time when we had to postpone it and had it on Wednesday. Didn't feel right. You know, as far as jobs go, this one really isn't so bad. I mean, yes, this ship is prone to disasters and unimaginable genocides, but for the most part, everyone's all right. Sure beats my first job working at Roy's Food Repair.
What?
Roy's Food Repair. We specialized in replicator repairs.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense.
He messed up on the business application, and instead of Roy's Food Replicator Repairs, he ended up with Roy's Food Repairs. Some people actually thought we fixed ruined cakes. Do you hear that?
It's that music.
No. No crisis.
Red alert in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All hands, this is the cat.
Go wreck yourself!
Gary and Bob, an unofficial and completely unauthorized episode of Starship Excelsior, a Star Trek fan audio drama. This episode featured the voice talents of Chase Kupo as Gary and Bob, the cleaning droid. Chase is the co-host of Backrow Movie News and the host of Meddling Kids, a groovy review of everything Scooby-Doo. Star Trek is the property of CBS and Paramount, and no infringement is intended. Visit StarshipExcelsior.com to listen to the entire series. Gary and Bob may or may not return in a future episode titled The Never-Ending Story. So, Dr. Sharp, we're all alone in this cabin in the woods. It's gently snowing outside and the fire is nice and warm. What do you say we get a little closer? How about a little mood music? Do forgive me, I prefer antique music players. I understand this is one of your favorite songs. Why don't we just relax here and enjoy ourselves? You know what? This is my insane fantasy, and I hate Christmas music. That's better. Now, where were we?